Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this fifth day of April from KQWC Radio. Pat Powers here being joined with Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, who represents Hamilton County at the Capitol. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
It was a week of work on budgets, I believe, kind of bounced back from this year's budgets bills that you worked on early this year, but they came back this week at the state capitol.
Yeah, so you're right. This has definitely been a week of bounce backs and budget bills. One of the bills that bounced back to us from the Senate literally had a one-word change, but the good news is it's now on its way to the governor's desk. The Appropriations Committee, we passed our first budget bill out of the Appropriations Committee. It was for transportation. So now it will be eligible for floor debate, and then I believe we'll just start seeing more and more budget bills coming out of appropriations. So that's just really where we are at this time of year and this point in the session, is putting a focus on budget bills, because as you know, we have to have a balanced state budget before we can adjourn, and that is a rule that we definitely follow, and so we are definitely working toward adjournment.
When do you think adjournment will be there, Shannon?
I think if I remember right, that we stopped getting paid on April 16th. I should look that up to make sure, but we also know that
about
that
right.
Doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can, and what I mean by it doesn't matter is we will be there even if we're not getting paid to negotiate the budget bills. But yeah, we are looking at, I'm hopeful that by the first part of May, I'm sure there'll be a lot of farmers in the caucus who will be getting, especially antsy to get their field work done as well.
Oh, for sure. Now, we missed you last week, but about 2 weeks ago, you had a meeting in Webster City that was, I believe, on the 24th of March, and I'm sure a wide range of topics covered. I'm presuming it had a lot to do with the AEA talk that's, I know that they passed recently in Des Moines.
It definitely did. There was a large focus on the AEA bill at that meeting. And what I want to make sure everybody knows is the schools in Iowa are still required to use the AEA for special education services. And then there was a provision of that bill that says that there is money that will be going to the schools, and they can decide to whether they use the AEA for media services and things like maybe professional development. But instead of that money just passing directly through the AEA, that media services money will go to the schools, and then they will choose whether to continue to use the AEA or whether they are able to, you know, want to fulfill those needs some other way. So that's a provision in the bill that received the most, comment on it, because there were several people there from the AEA talking about that. What this bill does is it really gives more flexibility for the schools to determine how to best meet the needs of their students. But special education has to be provided by the AEA. In all of the comments that I've heard personally, as well as what, you know, members of the House Republicans heard when they were gathering comments on that, is people are not unhappy with special education services. What I'm hoping happens, Pat, is that when this task force comes back next year, because that's another provision of the bill, is that we'll have a task force comprised of superintendents, parents whose children benefit from AEA services, teachers. I'm hoping that task force finds ways that we can actually reallocate funds so that they can be better used to help students, whether that means hiring more therapists, giving an increase in pay to therapists. I'm not sure what that looks like. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the task force comes back to. And for people who are skeptical, saying, oh, what good does the task force do? Well, a task force can do a lot of good. I remember there was a child development task force recently, and then we came back and we passed several bills based on their recommendations to increase child care in the state. So, again, looking forward to that task force, and I think that will really be eye-opening for us so that we can help make additional changes.
So you're off for the weekend, and next week, will there be more discussion about the budget or what?
I believe that there will be more discussion about the budget because I think there's 7 budget bills, if memory serves me right, that we need to pass. We've only passed one of them. So right now, budget subcommittees are putting together their priorities for funding. So it goes through budget subcommittee, then the full appropriations committee, and then on to floor debate. Also, there were a couple of things that passed this week in the Iowa House, one of them being House File 2618, and that's an early literacy bill. I was really glad to see that pass. I didn't realize that Iowa was the only state in the country that doesn't require competency in early literacy instruction for teacher licensure. So this bill is going to require students in teacher prep programs to have to take the foundation of reading assessment. Also, this was an interesting fact to me, that children who cannot read by third grade are 4 times more likely to drop out of high school. So I am a huge proponent of reading. I love going into elementary schools and reading to their classes and share my love of reading with others. So I really like to see us put this focus on helping our students read by third grade. It's just going to help benefit them so much more in the future.
And I just want to remind everyone, too, that you'll be back in Webster City coming up latter part of April, I believe there's Shannon, with Dennis Guth with another, I think, in the last in the series of legislative meetings. It all depends, naturally, on what happens with the legislature. Maybe you'll get out early, or who knows?
Yeah, it's April 27th is when we're scheduled to be back. I expect that forum to take place even if we have adjourned, just because it would be a good time to talk about kind of highlights of the session. Mm-hmm. So hope that we see a good crowd there on the 27th at Iowa Central Community College. I believe it's 11 o'clock at the Webster City campus on that Saturday morning.
Very good. So that's coming up later on this month. Shannon Latham, my guest on the Community Corner Show for today. Shannon, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
As always, it was a pleasure. Thanks, Pat.